The villages here often suffer from frequent floods and complex drainage problems, which also results in unsanitary conditions often in the village. In the past few years, Puri districts have actually been witnessing an increase in erratic rainfall, and therefore for 6 months in the year, often from July to December, there are miles of paddies and fields, as well as roads and homes, which are flooded with water. And then as the water recedes, the people are actually faced with often water scarcity. Well, the women and the children bear the brunt of these extreme weather conditions. And what we saw in Puri is that due to waterlogging, children often suffer from diarrhea and skin infections, while women had to walk long distances to fetch safe drinking water.
What did this partnership lead to?
In Puri, the results have been tremendous. In an area which receives as much as 1,500 millimeters of annual rainfall within a month, water now drains out much faster and rice fields no longer remain waterlogged for months. To give you just some examples of the local intervention, we have seen that firstly, women have, for instance, put waterlogged areas to good use. Cultivating, floating nurseries and gardens are some of these examples in what they have done. Secondly, farmers now use some flooded waterlogged paddy fields to grow rice as well as fish at the same time. Thirdly, special attention has been paid to renovating local water bodies and installing water systems, which resulted in, for the first time, families having actually well-functioning water systems.
How has this partnership affected the community?
Communities have benefited tremendously through this partnership because at a practical level, the quality of their lives have improved. Family incomes have risen, women have been able to supplement livelihoods and food security, and family health is better because there is now access to clean water. Farmers are now able to plant the paddy crops a month earlier also that was originally expected because the water recedes much faster from their fields. And in the summer months, when rain is often in short supply, the flow can be reversed, providing much needed water for their crops. In less than a year, the project interventions resulted in a threefold increase in land cultivation in some of the village areas. And I think this is really an example of where we see some of the impact and how it's really affected people. However, specifically for women, many of the women have returned to the water logging in their fields, also in using this to their advantage, because they're cultivating vegetables in floating gardens and also in certain plots close to these areas. Floating gardens are ideal for growing spinach, and so families now have much needed sources of better nutrition. This is an example of where good disaster management and also how to work on some of these activities leads not only to good income, but also to contributing to reducing poverty.